Hey everybody, this is Adam Shartoff. I'm your host of FilmWax Radio, and this is episode number 790 of the podcast. It is Friday, the 19th of January, 2024, and today's guest is a friend of mine. I met her through watching her in a movie. When I was a young man and Stranger Than Paradise came out in the 80s, I fell in love with that movie, and one of its leading actors was the actress and artist, musician, Esther Balint. And many years later, I had the opportunity to bring her on FilmWax. That would have been back in February of 2016, so almost 8 years ago, on episode number 335. And over the years, once in a while, I've managed to run into her, rather intentionally or unintentionally. So, but when I moved north of the city a few years ago, my musical social life ended up merging with hers. I guess something like that. Anyway, we have common friends, common folks we know in common, and we started to run into each other again more regularly. And she was one of the movies she was in years ago was Trees Lounge, directed by Steve Buscemi. So we had that friend in common. And so I just wanted to talk to her and bring her back on the podcast, which is one of the main reasons I do this podcast, is because I can kind of bring people back. I don't think if I couldn't do that, if I couldn't bring people back, I don't think I'd be still doing the podcast, to be honest. One of the real perks of doing something like this is the ability to have people on over and over the years. And this is only her second visit, and it's been about 500 episodes, so or 400 plus episodes since she's been on. And so I need to increase her frequency of availability, I suppose, or appearing on the show. Anyway, she is focusing more on her music these days in the past years, for good reason. She's an extraordinarily talented musician. And she is playing regularly, if you're in the city, New York City, at Barbez, Club Barbez, which is right in the heart of Park Slope. You can check out that bar, get on their mailing list, or get on the socials, or follow Esther, and go check her out when she's there, coming up in February is her next show. In the meantime, we start this conversation off a little personally, and then it goes right into her work, and we had a great time talking, and I hope you enjoy it. This is my conversation with the actor and musician Esther Balint, right here on FilmWax Radio. Okay, there she is.
Hi. So where did you move? Did you find your place?
Yeah.
That you were.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I moved up to Athens, which is right across the river from Hudson.
Right. And you left your little place in the,
Yeah. Yeah. Which could have been your pied-à-terre.
Too bad for me. Damn it.
I apologize. Yeah, I'm sorry.
Who ended up taking it?
Well, the one that I was in, a neighbor came downstairs, but I'll tell you, I just found that place really annoying. I've been there for how long? Like 3 or 4? What? No, I can't. 3 years? Mm-hmm. And it was a long time. It felt like a very long time because it was like, it's like a wooden building, you know, I mean, it's like it was a farmhouse originally or whatever. So it's nice enough. And then, you know, It would have been fine for like a great for like a, if you're going to go on vacation for a few days or a weekend or a long, you know, if you want to take a like a long weekend or a week, whatever you do. But the upstairs, I'd hear people clunking around all the time. It is annoying.
Oh, so you were downstairs with a, yeah.
Yeah.
So you,
So the
yeah.
upstairs apartment might have been better in that regard, but also, and it was on Route 9, so you get a, you know, that part didn't bother me so much. I got, you know, kind of used to living in the city. You kind of get used to a certain amount of street noise,
Yeah,
right?
yeah, yeah.
Well, you're kind of high up. Are you still in the same building?
Yes, I am. I'm in the same
Yeah.
apartment. And now I'm actually talking to Tom. You know Tom. Tom
Yeah.
Cougar.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I'm talking to him about apparently there might be something coming up at Rokeby again, but I don't know. I haven't heard, so I'm
Right.
crossing my fingers.
Yeah.
But I'm really wanting a place up there.
Yeah. It's yeah, that would be great if you can figure it out.
Yeah.
So are we are and are you coming you said you're coming up this week or you were up just up here?
I was just up there visiting my friends Lisa and Art. Do you know them?
Lisa and who?
Art. They're not really that Hoot people, but Lisa's Tom's sister.
Oh yeah, of course. Yeah. I
Yeah.
thought maybe that when you said Lisa, I thought maybe you meant Lisa because I know she's in the film industry
Oh,
as well.
okay. Yeah. So yeah.
I've
So
seen,
there.
yeah, I've seen. She's a filmmaker, or she
She
is.
was director,
Right.
screenwriter. She taught at Bard. Yeah, all
Yeah.
that.
Right.
And Art's a doctor. And they have a son, Jayo, who actually happens to go to Skidmore with my son, Gus. So that's pretty funny. But I've
Yeah.
known Lisa forever. I've known Tom forever. And I visited them just for a couple of days after Christmas because I just needed a little breath of fresh air and wanted to see them. But they also need a dog sitter for 5 days while they're going away. So I'll be up there from the
Oh,
10th to the
is that something
15th.
you would do?
Yeah.
Because,
Why are you
yeah,
in need?
we're also going away for 5 days, and it's, you know, not going to work this particular time, but we have this house. It's a cute house. It's like, you know, small. It's two bedrooms, but you know, it's like kind of an older small house, and it's got a nice backyard. It'd be nice. It's nice, but we have the dog, a very sweet dog, and a cat. So,
Oh,
yeah,
I have two cats. What kind
the
of dog do
cat's
you
right
have?
here, like curled up in the. I just let him in right before we started. He was like, you know, doing the thing at the door, so I had to let him in anyway. But if it works out, I mean, that and Athens is a really cute spot. It's a really cute village.
So is it Athens? I'm trying to picture where it is
If
exactly.
you have you been to Catskill? The town of
I was going to
Catskill.
ask if it's near Catskill.
It's
Yeah.
right there. It's right there. It's right
Okay.
up the street. It's we're just north of Catskill, just 5 minutes, you know, up the right on the river.
Sweet.
Yeah. So
Nice.
it's a nice place. It's really nice in the summer. You know, it's great.
Yeah.
You know. And
Yeah.
if you're here, you'd have a car. I mean, if you
Yeah.
wanted to do that,
Yeah.
because we also have, you know, we'd be leaving a car and at
Oh,
least
you,
one.
oh, you're, oh, yeah, I have a car, but
Oh, okay.
although I share it with my son and sometimes it's a little tricky, but yeah.
Yeah. Well, it's right across the river from Hudson, so there's an Amtrak. And then, like I say, you
Nice.
know, like if you came up and you know, if the timing worked, you'd have another place. Even it, by the way, if your friends aren't around, you can always stay here. And I mean, I'd love to have you over and
Oh,
anytime you
that's
want.
so nice.
It's a
Thank
bit of
you.
a, yeah, of
Have
course.
you been going to the Hood?
I'm not saying I wouldn't do it. I neglect it.
How did you get involved in it? Who do you know?
Well, my girlfriend Christina is good friends with Kevin,
Okay,
the banjo
got
guy,
it.
you know.
Yep,
So that's
I
how
know
I was
him.
invited through that, because she runs a story slam among other things, and he would come to that. And then I know a couple of other people who are doing it,
Right.
just through whatever connections. So that was nice, but yeah, I don't know. I'm doing some music up here tomorrow night. I'm playing there at the Cultural Center, the Athens Cultural Center. I'm sure you know about that place. Everybody must.
Oh, it's very, yeah,
They're having a music.
cultural.
Exactly. Well,
Yeah.
they have something called First Fridays, and they're having, you know, it's like a gallery in a multi-purpose space, and they're having a a little bit of a concert tomorrow night. They have like six local musicians, and I'm going to play.
Nice.
Yeah,
You're gonna
that
play
feels
guitar?
good. Yeah. And then Christina's,
Awesome.
she plays a little keyboard, so she's going to do A Rose for Emily. You know that song, The Zombies?
Yeah.
And
Nice.
I'm going to butcher that vocally.
Awesome.
I just love singing, even though, I'm limited, but I like to do it.
Yeah, that's what's nice about the Hoot. I
Yeah.
like singing.
Yeah. So I would definitely do it again, and if they'll have me,
Well, I'll let you know. I guess you won't be there when I'm up there. I am gonna go since I'll be up there during that stretch. But next time after that, I'll let you
Yeah,
know if I
for
go.
sure. Absolutely. Yeah, I'll go again. Now, since we're doing this, I was
Yeah.
heard because I kept seeing you were doing a number of music events.
Yep.
So I wanted to, get the word out about it. And
Awesome. Thank you so much.
of
Yeah,
course.
I'm really happy doing it. Yeah, so you know Barbez, the
Of
venue in
course.
Brooklyn?
I lived
Yeah.
around the corner for a number of years.
Oh,
Yeah, I
yeah,
lived
it's
right
such a
on.
great place.
I lived for a little while on 10th Street and right, between 6th and the 5th, and I lived for a little while on 12th Street, 10th and 12th. So, right, I went to Barbez quite a number of times.
That's great because they have a lot of great music there.
Amazing music. Yeah.
Amazing music and such a good vibe. It's never a bad vibe there.
That's
It's
nice.
like, yeah, so I'm really enjoying it. It's also I'm super enjoying the continuity of it. It seems like a ongoing thing. We'll see how long
How many
Olivia lets me.
how many have you done
I've done three and I
evens?
have two more booked, and then I'm hoping to book some more after that. We're
When are the
kind of
next two
we're
booked?
talking. February 1st is the next one.
Okay, right. And
And
Barbez is on 9th Street between
9th Street,
5th and
6th and
6th and
5th,
7th Avenue
or 6th and 7th. Yeah.
on the south side, right, of 9th Street, in a great spot. And what's the name of the guy who owns it?
Olivier.
Olivier, who has it's and he has a Barbez label, right? He doesn't he distribute music?
He does, and he also has his own band, so he does a lot of things.
Yeah.
And I
And
think there were a few times that Barbez almost closed, and then they did some fundraisers and saved, and so it seems to be thriving right now. I don't know.
wow, it's you think it's thriving?
I mean, every time I've been there, it
It's
seems to
packed.
be buzzing. Yeah.
Yeah. When I would go there, it was always packed, but that was before the pandemic, so I don't know how much they were affected by that period.
They were very affected, and I think it was during the pandemic that it was in danger of closing,
No doubt.
no doubt. And somehow they were saved in, and now they seem to be buzzing. Every time after my show, I want to go have a drink at the bar to relax, and it's like impossible.
It's
It's
impossible.
too packed.
Yeah.
So good for them.
Yeah, yeah. And they have a really good lineup, obviously yourself included. And that back room it gets very cozy back there.
Really cozy, which is interesting for me because I'm usually more comfortable with a little bit more formality with the stage audience arrangement. So that's a little bit of a struggle for me to get next to the super coziness, but the sound is great, the ambience is great, and I like a little bit of struggle. It stretches me to, that little edge of discomfort where I thrive.
Because people are right there in your
In my
zone,
lap,
in your lap, right?
on my
So
lap,
you
yeah.
have to allow them in while you're playing on that energy level or that kind of,
And there's no division really. Like,
right.
this is what's been really tricky for me is setting up while they're coming in. I might actually ask next time if we can keep that curtain a little bit closed, but that like blurry line between I'm just a schlub kind of plugging in, getting ready, figuring
Right.
out where my app is, and I'm performer.
Yeah.
There's no dividing line, so that's a real challenge for me, and it's not for other people, so it's a total personality thing. But like I said, I love a challenge, so, and I love Barbez,
And
so.
are you playing with two or three other musicians?
Yes, so I have been performing with The wonderful Marlon Cherry and the wonderful David Nagler, both of whom have played Barbaz tons of times in different contexts. And they are also two of my bandmates from the I Hate Memory show, which I'm still developing, by the way. And so we've worked really closely on the record. I've worked with them on the live shows. I worked with them. So now bringing them into this Barbaz format was just like really
A
easy.
no-brainer.
And we have been doing some of the songs from the I Hate Memory show, but not
What is it called?
so formally. I Hate Memory.
I Hate Memory.
Yeah. So I'll tell you a little bit
Yeah,
about
please.
that.
That was my next question.
So that's my latest album, which is the soundtrack to this live show that I've been developing. And I presented it as a sort of work in progress version at Joe's Pub a number of times. And prior to that, Howl, right, I think I saw you there, right? Did I see you there at Howl, you, at Howl Arts?
Is that the one in the East Village? Yeah, there was some
Exactly.
Basquiat thing
Yes.
when I
Yeah. So
went.
that was right. So that was a really early version
With Stu.
with Stu. Yeah. And Stu actually co-wrote the songs with me to I Hate Memory. And he's no longer in the show, but he's still one of the originators of this whole idea with me. I mean, the co-originator with me. And so I did it at Howl. I did it at some other places. Then I did a little bit more polished version of it at Joe's Pub, but now I'm really developing it for a theatrical version. So it's meant to be like a musical, but my version of a musical is obviously not like a standard musical with,
Well, look what happened with Passing Strange.
I know. So, but in the meantime, so that takes a while, right? To find the funding and producer and theater and all that stuff. But while I'm working on that, I've just been really having fun doing these more like casual shows at Barbaz, which I actually have also roped in guests. I don't know if you're aware of that, but each show features a different guest slash friend. So they'll sing with me on some of my songs and I'll sing with them on some of theirs. They'll do like four, I'll do like a shorter than normal set of my material, like maybe 8 songs or 9 songs. And then they'll do 5 songs or so, 5, 6 songs. Maybe we'll do a cover together and we'll help each other out on each other's songs. And that's been so fun. And I don't know why I didn't do that sooner because it's been delightful.
Do you know who your guest is going to be on the 1st of February?
Yes, I do. Why, yes, I do. It's going to be a Mary Lee Cortez. Do you know her?
No. I don't
From
think
Mary
so.
Lee's Corvette. So the people I've had so far, I'll tell you everyone who I've had lined up. My first guest was the incredible Felice Rosser and her band Faith New York, Faith NYC. She is also in my show and she has an amazing thing of her own. So she was the first guest. The second guest was Shilpa Ray. Do you know her? She's great. And then Mary Lorson, my friend who lives in Ithaca, she used to be in Matter Rose. So that was the last one. And Mary Lee is from Mary Lee's Corvette, and she's played with a gazillion people. She's a regular at Loser's Lounge and a lot of different things. She's wonderful, and we've never done anything together. So these are all very girl heavy, I will say that. And then after that, in March, this is confirmed. I think I can say this. It's going to be Amy Rigby, who is really
Oh,
awesome.
well,
Do you
that
know
name
her?
I do know, of course.
Yep. And I'm super excited about that. And then if I can keep this going, I have like my dream list. And
I
I can
have a
bring
name
people
for your
back.
dream list. Have you ever performed with Joy Askew?
I love Joy Askew. I've never performed with her, but she would be great for this.
You gotta
Yes.
get, yeah. We just saw her up at the Egremont Barn. Have you been there? This would be a great
No.
venue. That's why I was asking. Well, I probably would ask anyway, but I was asking you about your, I guess, band or what it is, because it would make more sense to have a few of you at the, although they do, a lot of people do solo shows, but it's easier also to get people out if you have a few people with you. If you're going to a new area, like in New York City, you can draw a crowd, but like if you go up to the Berkshires, maybe it's not so easy. I don't know, but
Of course,
if you bring two or three other musicians with you, among them you and maybe some friends, like everybody from from the Hoot, it's not that far. And you spread the word. Next thing you have a nice little group out. But that's a great venue for you up here. It's in
Okay, I'm
Egremont,
gonna
so
write
it's in
that
the
down.
Berkshire. But I know the folks there, and I can definitely hook you up. And I think that would be a special spot. It's intimate. I just saw Joy. She was with another musician from Nashville, but who collaborates with her a lot, named Lauren Balthrop, who is
I
a.
know Lauren.
Oh, you know her too. So, oh my God, was that
Oh,
I brought?
that's so funny that Lauren knows Joy. I didn't know
Oh,
that,
they
but
collaborate. I mean, they're heavy duty. They write together now, and
oh, that's great.
she's done her Joy's like her workshop and everything. And the reason I'm bringing it up is because me, Christina, and a few friends went to see Joy and Lauren at the Egremont Barn about, I'd say, 3 weeks ago, and I told them you're in for a treat because I've seen Joy before, and she blew me out of the water. I mean,
She's
I,
amazing. I
yeah.
haven't thought of her in a minute, but I
Oh my
remember her
God.
from back in the old living room days. Do you
Okay.
remember like that, like venue in the East
Yeah,
Village and a lot of
of course. The living room,
great, great,
yes.
great people. Like when it was on Stanton Street is like when I remember it,
Okay.
which wasn't even its first incarnation. I think it was its second, but
Yeah, I was only in Stanton Street place many times.
And I think she did a good number of shows
Oh, I'm
there.
sure.
She's wonderful, and I'm glad you mentioned her because she would be perfect for the kinds of people. I'm really like just enjoying
Yeah.
the ladies factor of it, and also that it's like we're kind of long timers who've been doing this for a while, and we're just there is a kind of spirit of like I don't even know how to say this, but we probably almost gave up a few times, but there's just that renewed energy of like this is actually what we really love so much, and we keep coming back to it.
Yeah.
And there's something really beautiful and fresh about that passion. I'm totally making this up. I have no idea if anyone else feels this way, but this is how I feel about my music community.
Yeah.
So I'm really digging it.
That's nice. Yeah, that this was, I mean, this show that we just saw, I'm so glad. And I have her phone number and her email for you if you need it. I don't know if you need it, but she beyond. We were all sitting there blown away. And I have to say, as her voice, of course, blew everybody away. But when she actually did something which she never, re I never, I don't think is typical. She played River by Joni Mitchell. It was the only cover I think she did. And it was like, jeez, it left us all in tears. Her voice
Wow.
just opens up. And so you should definitely
Oh
collaborate
my
with
God.
her.
I
Yeah.
might hit you up for her number down the line as these shows go on, if that's
Yeah,
okay.
of
Because I
course.
actually had an email exchange with her many, many, many years ago, but I'm not sure that I can trace that
Right.
down.
Yeah, no,
So
I have that, and I've been in touch with her because she did do the podcast during the pandemic. So it was great. 'Cause yeah, I was
Yeah,
like,
she's
so
wonderful.
I was just so, and then I got her music and I was playing and I'm like, gee, she's so incredibly talented. Oh my God. I wish more
Do you
people.
know knew about her, right?
Yeah.
And yeah, well, that's what I mean. All the people I'm doing it with are people who are really respected and
Yeah.
have really earned that respect through sticking with it for a long time and not through some big buzz of major fame or
Right. Yeah, like journey people.
like
Yeah.
I'd love to do one with actually, I haven't talked to her yet, so, but I'd love to. Well, maybe I shouldn't say it on the air. What if she were listening and she'd say, no,
Yeah.
oh, I think she would probably wouldn't mind. I'd love to do one with Sue Garner. I don't know if you know her,
No. Okay.
she's great. And my friend Dana Kurtz, I'd like to do one with her. She
You
does a lot.
Yeah, I
She's
don't think you'd have any
sort of.
problem coming up with a lot of guests,
Yeah.
and and
Yeah.
then you can bring them back when you do Mr.
Exactly. I don't think it's going to be a problem of running out of ideas.
No, there's so much
Yeah.
talent, I mean, out there, you know.
Yeah.
So you've done this in a number of amazing venues. What's, for my own pleasure, what's maybe your favorite venue you've had the opportunity to play, or maybe the most special? Or I mean,
Well, I
Joe's Pub
always.
has to be pretty amazing to have.
Yeah, Joe's Pub is amazing. I love Joe's Pub. The last time I played there, we had not great experience because there was a terrible sound issue, but it wasn't Joe's Pub's fault, but it was the sound person's fault. But the regular sound person at Joe's Pub is totally fantastic and great. And they always have great sound there. So this was a total weird anomaly experience. And it's just a really special room. But the other reason that it was a little bit tricky the last time I did my show there is because I tried to I was starting to get more and more ambitious with this show, with projections, and me and my director had a lot of choreography and a little bit too big of a cast. And we tried to fit a theater piece onto the Joe's Pub stage, and I feel like that was maybe not the best way to experience Joe's Pub for me. But I've also had, more scaled down versions of this show at Joe's Pub that were fantastic, and I did my last two record release shows there. So not my last two, because I did my last one I did actually at City Winery, but two before that I did there. So I love Joe's Pub, and I had a great show at City Winery, which was the record release show for this latest record,
Oh, nice.
up in the loft.
Yes.
That's a nice room.
Yeah. Well, is the in their newer place, not on.
Yes.
Oh, I haven't been there
Have
yet.
you? Well, where's the last place you were at
Well, when they
City
were still,
Winery?
I think I've never been over to the east side, right there on Pier.
On the west side, but like right on the river. I'm sorry, my cat's like being
Okay,
super
that's
cozy with
okay.
me right
Needy,
now.
yeah.
Yeah,
Mine
very.
is my, or I should say, the house cat here is laying just about a foot away.
So yeah, the one on the river, like by Chelsea Piers, is the
Yeah, that's.
new-ish one.
Oh, it's by the Chelsea Pier. That's okay. I wasn't paying attention. Okay. Yeah. The one that's up here is actually really nice. They're not really equipped for anybody like they can't like they only have like a handful of shows, I think, during the summer. There's one and not it's not right by here actually. It's closer to like Newburgh and New Paltz, that area. There's a
Oh,
City Winery, Hudson
really?
Valley. It's beautiful. And I was there, I saw Richard Thompson.
Oh man,
Last
nice. I
summer,
didn't even know they had one up there.
it's really nice, and they do have actually a second spot. It's like an outdoor space, so maybe I don't know.
I should look into that. I had no idea they had a space there.
Yeah, it's
Yeah,
not
it's.
very close to the Tivoli area, but
Yeah, I love all those places, and but there are a lot fewer places in Manhattan now, and a lot more places in Brooklyn. But I haven't played a lot of them. But I love Barbez, good old little
it's
Barbez.
great. Yeah,
Like
it's nice to.
that to me is just feels like home. As far as like the vibe and the people who work there, nothing beats Barbez.
Oh, wow.
It's really, they're just such good people there.
Yeah, it's all about like that audience, and they're just really appreciative of having such high caliber of talent and such
In
a
such
great
an intimate
venue
room.
right in the neighborhood.
Yep. It's got that neighborhood vibe, and it's just nice to have a spot that you feel like is your regular spot, like
Sure.
which Joe's Pub was almost starting to feel a little bit like, because I did a series of shows there. But it's not. It's they've got a gazillion things going on there, and
Right.
it's not never gonna feel like your own little home spot, but it's still pretty homey to me, and I love it there too. So hopefully I'll return.
Yeah. Well, yeah, that would be nice. I just had on also Joe Papp's widow.
Wow.
Yeah, that was pretty amazing because she is was there for the majority of, I mean, she was there for many. I mean, the whole time the Public Theater with Joe. I mean, I grew up, my parent I grew up in Queens, but my parents were members in the 70s, and then I became a member in the 80s. My history with that place goes way back. And so for me, she just published a book, His Widow, and I invited and I got her on my podcast. And I was very thrilled to talk to her about her and Joe, but and the public theater and Shakespeare in the Park and all the things, amazing things they did. But I also wanted to share with her my own scarred history of being dragged to all these places as a kid and having been forced to watch, like, David Rabe's plays and these really, like,
Good for
amazing.
your parents.
Yeah,
That's
exactly.
good.
I know. I know. It was worth it because I have the stories and I have the memories, And then it was right through, I think one of the last things I saw with them, my parents, during their membership years, although I, of course, my memory could be playing tricks, is a Chorus Line off Broadway. Yeah, before it went to Broadway. And it was, pretty amazing to see it in this little theater, like as a kid, as 11 or 12 or something. And
Some people will be saying that about Hamilton, that
Oh, absolutely.
priority or
Amazing. Yeah. Well, yeah. So I will, what I'm going to do is when I know that they're closed for the month of January, but as soon as they're back open a little later in the winter, I'll connect you with the folks at the Egremont Barn. Because even if you're still at the Barbez thing, this could be a special thing. Maybe if you guys can get a gig there,
Lovely. I would love
it's
that.
a nice
Thank
size. I think
you.
it's a good size considering Barbez and everything,
So it's in the Berkshires.
Yeah. It's the first town, like if you're leaving New York and going into the Berkshires, it's right like the first town you hit. And if you're, so if you're going to, if you're looking for a dispensary, there's one not too far.
I wish I could say I am, because that would be a lot cooler, but
No, no.
for those that can't see the video, I'm shaking my head no emphatically.
They're all over it. They're coming. They're coming. There's we just saw one in Hudson, so.
They are all over in the city.
They are.
I don't know. They just look so like, I don't know. I'm already finding it all annoying. But just because they all look like, oh, j this is just another, product now, and it's kind of shallow. And
Yeah, I mean, it can help some people, with the anxiety, I suppose. I
oh
know.
no,
I mean.
I'm not against the thing itself. I'm just saying all the dispensaries
Oh, I
are
see.
in New York City are just kind of
And New York
wacky.
City, I mean, it's got to have that, it's got, there's a whole economy that's being affected by the dispensaries and the legitimization of
Exactly. It just takes away, like,
yeah.
it doesn't look like bodegas, let's put it that way. All these new dispensaries, they don't look like
No,
like Christopher
they're pretty
Street.
slick. Yeah, no, they're pretty slick.
They're very slick and generic looking. And
Well, maybe they'll figure that part out then.
But there's definitely a glut. But what I was going to ask you that has nothing to do with weed was, so you did Joe Eskew, you do some more musicians nowadays, or you always did, or you're still concentrating mostly on film people?
Oh, yeah, mostly film people, but I'm not constrained. I don't want to be constrained. So, our connection originally was because I think I was connected to you by a mutual acquaintance or friend or somebody who in the film world, and I just thought, oh, knew you only from Stranger Than Paradise, rather, and that being one of my favorite films. And coincidentally, I just had Richard back on. Completely coincidental.
Oh, really? Yeah,
Yeah.
I heard he was on the East Coast. How
No, he's not.
he's not anymore, but he was
He was
here.
for a while. Well, I ran into him, of course, also at that show we were talking about of yours that you did with Stu. I think he was there. And I hadn't seen him since, but my friend, who's a photographer and a filmmaker, Rick, Nick Ebling, who's an LA based guy, connected with Richard and they became friends. And so I noticed that they're making a little film about Richard. And so I said, oh, well, this is great. If you guys want to come on together, I'd love that. And they both were really into it. We had this, it's, you can find it. It's easy to find if you search it. And it's just
I'm going to look
fantastic.
for it. Yeah,
Yeah, it was
Richard
really
can do
nice.
photography
Richard
too.
was very, very present and very happy to share. And then Nick wanted him, got him talking about Platoon, and we talked a little bit about Do the Right Thing, you know, and not just Strangers in Paradise, but and yeah, it was really nice. And we talked but about a lot more about street photography and other things like that that he's interested in. And I'm going to, as I mentioned, I'm going out there, so I'm going to maybe see them. I don't know. I have a very small window of
Nice.
free time, but I would love to see them. I've not seen him in many years, and I haven't run into Nick. I mean, I haven't been seen Nick in person, this guy he's a big fan of this, what I'm doing, and I'm a fan of his. And he did a great documentary, Nick, on Dennis Hopper and his photography.
Wow.
And is making the last, was it the last movie? Whatever. I'm getting off on a tangent, but
No, I mean,
you asked
that's
me if this
interesting.
podcast was still essentially around film, and I guess yes is the answer that I could have given. But I do stray. I do stray. You know.
That's great. That's
Yeah.
great.
Well, I would
And
totally. Yeah, I would like to make it more just about talking to people I'm interested in talking to, but then, you know, you lose, I don't know. As it is, I'm not sure how much of an audience I have left anyway, but it's still, there's still some people I hear from, so.
oh
I
no, that's
know some
nice.
people there,
I
but.
gotta look through your archives because you've interviewed some fantastic
Yeah,
people, right?
yeah, yeah. And I'm waiting. You know, it's probably not going to happen. I'll try to remain optimistic. I'm waiting to hear about Wim Wenders, which would be enough. Then I could retire.
Nice.
I mean, he's my, you know, talk about.
He's wonderful. I'm just sending him my music because I just met him again after not having met him for a very long time.
You to Wim Wenders?
Yeah.
That's amazing.
I shouldn't be saying that on the air though, but he did ask me
Well.
for it. My friend Lisa took me to a party that that was for him, and we
Very
talked a little
nice.
bit about my music, so
That's a
hopefully
great
he'll.
opportunity. You should totally do that. There's nothing wrong with that. I don't think you've misspoke at all. Yeah, but you know, it's like I want to talk to, there's a few people out there I still feel like I would just, you know, really, really love to connect with. So I
I
just
would
need to.
love to hear about who have you interviewed like in recently that was really one of your dream people, or that was just really a fun interview.
Nobody.
Nobody. Really? Okay.
No, I'm kidding. But let's see. I can cheat a little bit and look
But
and see
because
who's
there have
been
been some
on.
interesting things going on in film and in music always, but
Always, yes, I agree with that. Yeah, I mean, yeah, and you know, I'm also doing work with the Woodstock Film Festival up here. So I am,
oh.
so I still, you know, and this year it is their 25th anniversary. So I think there'll be a lot. I'm trying to work on something now with me, with the woman who runs the festival. I don't know if you know her, but let's see,
Somebody
who have
was
I?
just talking to me about the Woodstock Film Festival. Somebody might know
Well,
her,
if
but I
you're
can't remember who.
up here all the time, I'm sure that's the case, because it's a,
Yeah.
they do screenings up here also throughout the year, as you can imagine, like, you know, like a lot of the festivals have to do year-round programming. So maybe you were talking to somebody up here about, I'm just kind of scrolling. So Gail Papp,
Right, that's pretty great.
that was pretty neat. See, somebody who is not a household name, but who has an incredible history and connections,
Lineage, yeah.
and who talked to, and or rather has worked on plays, and you think about all the incredible stuff she was involved with. I mean, you know, it's she's got stories, you know. That's
History,
kind of
for sure.
exactly. And let me think. Yeah, I don't know. I have on, you know, one of the people that've come on a bunch of times is Nancy Brisky, who's a documentary filmmaker. And then, so she came out with this recent documentary. It's like her 10th documentary or something. And it was about the making of Midnight Cowboy.
Oh, wow.
And it's a really interesting documentary. And we screen, and so she came back on my podcast, and then she died like a couple of days later, unexpectedly out of nowhere. So that was really upsetting because she, I wouldn't consider her necessarily a friend, but she was, I was certainly friendly with her, and we knew each other for a number of years, and she'd been on a bunch of times on my podcast, usually in person. And that's what happens when you do something like this. You just, oh, you're, I'm sure have had many like as dramatic experiences over the years with people that you get to know or you're in proximity to through your work. And then I'm just playing some random names. I had the daughter of Bella Abzug, who, because somebody made a documentary about her mother and then completely cut her and the family out. And it's a whole dramatic story, got us some press.
Wow.
And I invited the filmmaker had already done my show, and a friend of mine reached out to me. She goes, the daughter, the family, they're not there.
They're not
They
happy.
they're not happy. They've distanced themselves completely from this documentary because of the
Wow, that's
filmmaker.
so
And so,
interesting.
yeah. And so I went back to the filmmaker and I said, if you want to come up and tell your side, I'd be interested in hearing,
Yeah.
because you didn't talk about, obviously you didn't talk about that.
Yeah.
So
That's cool. So
it's kind of
you were like an
journalistic almost.
intermediary. Yeah.
Well, or, I was trying to be a somewhat journalistic in my approach. Like, I, if somebody's going to come on and tell, about how they've been, burnt. Like this actually almost happened with John Lurie years ago, because he was considering coming on, and we ended up having, we don't have to go into all with John Lurie, but he was going to come on. He didn't, but he started talking of course, how he's fallen out with Tom Waits and how he's fallen out with Jim Jarmusch. I know. And I was like, well, if I, I had no comment, right? But if I had him, I was just going to say, if I had that him on, I kind of felt compelled to reach out to find out the whole story, because it's, you're getting it from one side, and it could be, you get very distorted information if you don't, approach it more journalistically.
So he, wait, he did go on and say these things, or he just told
We
you in
had a, we
advance?
had, this is pre-Zoom. So this was pre-pandemic, it was back at least
Right,
seven, 8 years now. And
right.
we got on Skype. I didn't know where he was. He was keeping that quiet. You're gonna hear this. I'm gonna let you hear it. But I can't play it publicly because I agreed that I would not. I recorded this conversation. We're testing it out, the technology together. And he wanted to get to know me a little bit too. It was a good idea.
Right, which is fair, yeah. Well.
And then because of his need to talk, he talked for however long it was, another half hour, maybe longer, about, and I was just trying to be very polite, I didn't want to piss him off because I knew he was volatile, and I didn't want to, I wanted him to do the podcast. So, and he went on about Jim and Tom and all these things, not you, but he went on, not n had nothing negative to say about you or Richard
Well,
or.
that's surprising. Yeah.
Anyway, so, and then, and then he went on to do Marc Maron's podcast. So I said, what can I do? A bigger audience. Can't blame the guy. But
But he didn't do your podcast.
no, he didn't do it. He didn't. But he recently, as you may know, he had the memoir.
Yes, which I have not read. And he's such an incredible talent. I mean,
Oh
I'm
my God.
sure that
And
he
he's a great
writes really
writer.
well. I'm
I read it.
sure. I have no doubt.
Yeah, I did read it, and it's a remark. And he so nothing that I just even said in terms of his problems with Jim or Tom Waits is, is transgressed. I haven't transgressed, because in the
Right,
book
because
he
it's
goes
all in
into
the
great
book.
detail
Yeah.
about everything.
Right.
He doesn't hold back at all, and that's what makes the book so entertaining. I mean, it's a really entertaining book. And he also, he paints himself as, very honestly, I thought, in the book. I was impressed with it. And now he's releasing the soundtrack from Painting with J John. And I
Right.
was trying once again. I haven't heard it back, but because I also work at a radio station, I was trying to see if I could tie it into this little film thing I do at the radio station. Anyway, I'm going on, but
Try to get him on again, but
I'm, you know, I've been try, tried. It's, yeah. They were going to pitch it to him, and I haven't heard back, but this was a while ago. I forgot about it, to be honest with you. So I just move on. But Wim Wenders, now that would be my ultimate get, Esther, because a fan of his films, going all the way back to the beginning, you know.
Yeah, he's so wonderful.
Yeah.
Did you have I have not seen his latest.
I haven't seen the new one yet, which is
Yeah.
the Japanese,
Yeah.
but I saw the one he did on the artist in
Yeah, Anselm.
Anselm, yeah, which was
Yeah,
just, we saw it
Kiefer,
at the
yeah.
Woods. In fact, I introduced it at the Woodstock Film Festival, but he was, of course, not there. But I got to introduce the film for the audience at in Saugerties, and
And how is that film?
beautiful. It's
I bet it
three-dimensional,
is.
like
Ooh,
Pina.
wow.
He did it
Yeah.
three-dimensional, and it looks fantastic. Yeah, it was
Pino is
amazing.
fantastic.
Pina, yeah, it was, yeah. So he's just still working. He's so relevant, still working, pushing himself. I mean, you know, he's getting close. He's in his late 80s, 70s, I think. So it'd be really great to get him.
But you've gotten some I should go look through your
Yeah, look
archives
through it. I'm
because I know you
Werner.
got some.
I got a hat on his Werner Herzog. I mean, so that was at the very beginning when I first moved up here. I managed to get Herzog, and he, that wasn't easy, but that was fun. It was just not easy, you know. Yeah, there are a lot of well-known people or just interesting, odd. Yeah, there's been some good ones. So I'm trying to get the my enthusiasm back. It's been, I'm a little burnt out, you know, but also I'm working full time and I've been doing this so long, you know.
Where are you working?
I work at a radio station
You don't.
right near Tivoli.
Oh, right. You mentioned
Yeah,
that.
yeah, yeah. You
Right,
should
right.
totally come by and play. I would love to invite you, as a matter of fact. You could play at the station. If we can just set it up a little bit in advance when you know you're coming up, I'll talk to the host. Like, it wouldn't be during my shift, but you would play during the bigger time period, you know, more listeners. Like, I do a midday show.
And
And
you DJ, you
yeah, I'm on the
you
air.
interview
I do other
people
stuff for
and
the station too, but I'm on the air from 10 to 3 weekdays. Yeah.
nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
And I just
I
talk
would
about
love to
how
do
I just like, Vim Vendors, are you listening? Hello, Vim.
that. I'm gonna tell you about another thing that I just recently did since we're here talking about stuff. You'll probably edit this, right? A little
Yeah, I'll
bit,
edit parts of it.
parts of it.
If afterwards, if there's anything you didn't want included, you can let me know.
Okay, I don't think so, but maybe, but more like just because we went off. Maybe
I know.
I asked questions where you might not want to go. So,
No, I do.
but I wanted to tell you about, because I never do this, I'm terrible about, telling people about what I've actually done and put out there. One of the reasons I love this ongoing Barbez gig so much is because in that tiny little room, I see those people sitting there and I know I'm sharing my work with them, And in this age of digital black hole, whatever ether where we send our stuff to, and I'm sure you deal with this too, it's really hard to know whether anyone, hello, is anyone listening? If a tree falls in the forest, et cetera, et cetera. So I want to mention two things that I put out there. One is this album. I already mentioned it, but I'm going to mention it again. It's called I Hate Memory, and it is available everywhere. But it's the soundtrack to this theatrical show that I've been developing for a long time. I'm still tweaking. It's really close, and I think its next iteration will be a real theatrical run.
And I'll be
And
there on
in
opening
some,
night.
and you'll be there on opening night for sure. So that's called I Hate Memory. It's the songs I wrote with Stu. Get it, people. It's available
Is it on
everywhere.
vinyl too?
It's not on vinyl because vinyl is really expensive and I couldn't afford to make vinyl,
Understood.
but it's available digitally everywhere. Bandcamp, iTunes,
We'll send
Spotify,
people to
all that.
Bandcamp. We'll send people to Bandcamp.
That's where I
I'll put
usually
the
like to,
connect. Yeah,
yeah,
of
Bandcamp
course.
is the
Yeah.
best. But the other thing that I recently did that I have no idea if anyone knows about, you know about Top House, right?
Yes.
So they just put out a couple of months ago their first ever print issue.
Oh, wow.
print zine. And it's actually a beautiful issue, and it's all about New York. And they invited me to contribute a piece to that. So I wrote a piece for that, which is an adaptation from actually a monologue in my show.
Oh, nice.
But I rewrote it for this purpose. And
Okay. I'm going to write
so
down
it's Talk House, the New York issue.
I'm going to pick one of those. I'm going to try to find that.
Yeah, please do. I don't know where you buy it. It's print. I guess you order it online, or maybe they sell it at
I'll get
what
it. Don't worry.
just
Yeah.
yeah.
I'll get one. I'll get one.
I don't know.
Yeah. Beautiful. Well,
I
I'm
mean, it's
glad you plugged that. That's great.
because it's like something I wrote and it's published and it's out there, and I've no idea if anyone's seen it.
That's part of what art making is about. You put it out
I
there
know.
and then you don't always know. But I do understand what you mean. Even in these small little shows that I'm doing, and I don't compare myself to you, and I'm not being just saying that to be, self-deprecating or anything. I mean, I'm just not, doing very immersive, expansive, extensive, original material. I do mostly covers, or I do have original music, and I'm trying my hardest to get back to write some original stuff. But it's it just but in these situations where I'm playing with people or for people, it is so gratifying. 'Cause, and it's the other, it's back to where I had a screening series in Park Slope years ago, right around the corner from Barbez, in fact. And I would bring people from the community, and they would watch the screen, and then we talk to the filmmaker. Nothing particularly new with that formula. It's tried and true. But what was great about it is you and what's what my girlfriend's doing with her story slam, which we do in Catskill, and then these music events and things, is like you're back with people and you are connecting with them. And I understand what you mean. You're sitting right there, they're in your lap, and you're sharing the zone, you're in the zone with them. And it's yeah.
It's a beautiful thing, because like even though I said I have a little bit of hard time with them being so intimate and close, and that but that's a side issue. But the fact of the matter is, for me, like sharing it with people is a huge part of the creation. And I feel like the more digital we've become as a society, the less of that there is sometimes. And of course there was the pandemic too, and so it's really nice to feel that energy of like we are sharing this thing right now. We are sharing this moment.
Nice. Well, I'm going to look for the Talk House magazine, the printed one, and I'm going to stay on top of the Barbez stuff now that you've been here. I'm going to put you in touch with, if I think of other wonderful musicians, you probably know them too. You're very, obviously, you go way back, so you know a lot of old the New York crowd there, musicians, which is great. And I love that you come up here and let me know ahead of time, because I definitely want to bring you into the station. We bring people in all the time to do live music, and you could play a couple of original.
Wonderful.
I'll send you the stations. You can stream it and get a sample of it and all that.
Yeah, please do. I'll check it out, and I'll look through your archives too. I'm so glad that this has been working well for you.
Well, it just provides, at least on a personal level, some things, that are really meaningful to me. I don't know. Again, like yourself, I don't know who's really out there listening anymore. It's a much bigger, it's a much fl more flooded market, in terms of podcasts than it was when I started, or even the last time when you came on that first time, and we recorded that in your apartment. Because, everybody has
Yeah,
at
it is
least
really
one or,
flooded.
yeah, there's a billion and podcasts out there, and back then I was probably maybe one of the only people doing like a film podcast interview format. I mean, I don't know if there was anybody else doing that. I
Well,
don't
at least you're still making the big bucks from this, right?
know. Exactly. Breaking it in, exactly. Exactly.
What are your favorite podcasts, or do you have any?
I'm ashamed to say I listen to a lot of political, like pro-democracy type of, like, you know, it's and then I've also gotten into, all right, this I will tell you. I've been listening to more recently because I didn't know I had an Audible subscription. I had one, probably took advantage of a free thing like everybody trial and then forgot about it. And so I had, when I quit, I had five free books or five books that I already paid for. And so I downloaded Sinead O'Connor's memoir, her reading it.
Wow.
Yeah.
Her
Ricky Lee
reading
Jones, her, she read it. Ricky Lee Jones, and she read it. And of course, to finish the triumvirate, the trip, Mel Brooks.
Wow.
And a
That's
few, couple
so
of
great.
others, but all of them read it themselves. But Ricky Lee Jones and Sinead, they're both so different, but they both, and their voices are so different in their whole experiences there, but they're both incredible and beautiful stories, painful and also beautiful stories. And hearing them, you feel, if you listen to them, their voice after hours and hours, you feel very connected to them. So I'm finding that this is another thing that I enjoy listening to, you know, if I'm doing a little bit of a longer drive, it's a great way to.
I really, really get inspired by you saying that because that relates to my show, which is a little bit of a, it's a little more personal than other things I've done. And it's me telling stories in a different way, not your typical like one woman show or monologuist way at all, but still there is that a little bit of that element of exposing myself in a way that's not so comfortable. And
Good.
but I love drawing inspiration from other musicians and songwriters, especially because they're worried, who are able to do that. And so I'm going to check both of those out. And I love Sinead O'Connor's narration in the documentary. So I already know that I
Yeah, that
would.
was pretty amazing. I know, right? Her voice, hearing it. So if
Yeah, and
this is an
I was so.
expanded version then of that, and it's for many hours, so you get to be with Sinead, you know, for however many hours that book lasts. It's quite a few, and you know, you miss her so much. You know,
Yeah,
it's just like her
incredible.
presence. Yeah.
I'm gonna definitely check both of the and Ricky Lee Jones. I'd love to hear her
Oh
stories
my God, it's,
and
if you
her
can get.
telling it.
Yeah, some people have a problem with her listening to her voice. It's not, it's, but I found it to be like, it's a bit of a jagged pill in the sense of her, the way she talked. But I also found it just beautiful, just like amazing. Like, I just felt like she was just so authentic, you know?
Oh my God, I love authentic voice. You know who is incredible like that? So I just quite recently listened to that book, but on audiobook, and I'm sighing because it is sort of heavy too. Don't Suck, Don't Die, which is Kristen Hirsch writing about Vic Chestnut. And
Wow.
she is such a fantastic writer, and her. And she brings herself into the story. It's really
Oh,
about her
great.
relationship with him.
Beautiful.
Now
This
I'm
is
actually reading Rat Girl, which is her memoir.
Rat Bone
Rat Girl.
or Rent Girl?
Rat Girl.
Rat?
Rat.
Oh,
Yeah.
Rat Girl. Okay.
Kristen Hirsch. She's a great. I feel like people are the best readers of their own material often.
Totally. Totally.
Don't you think?
Yeah. Well, but I don't have a lot of experience otherwise. I don't listen to a lot of, like, I haven't listened to very many books outside of the people that wrote, and I don't listen to audio like fiction. I just been listening to memoir mostly. But I'm interested in what these stories you're telling. And I've been on a bit of a jag. I'm reading right now. I'm just reading a work of fiction, which has not been typical. I've asked my, you know, I'm trying to incorporate a little fiction into my reading. But I just read Oliver Stone's book, you know, which was okay. But I want his memoir. But then I'm reading, next up is a Dave Van Ronk. I just want to read his memoir, The Folk Singer, and then.
You're really into the memoirs.
I've been, And then one after, I'm going to read Patti Smith, and I've not read her book, The Kids with Robert People. I've never read that. I think she has that audio version too, where she reads it. So
I
they're
think I think I listened to her reading it, and
yeah.
there's something that people are the best readers of their own stuff.
See, maybe I should just do that instead.
Yeah,
Listen
I
to her
mean,
read it, because that maybe, yeah. But we just saw her. But I got to tell you, I've been just so fortunate in terms of, I'm not making much money, but I'm enjoying myself tremendously. I just saw her like a month or so ago at up here at, in Kingston, and we were so blown away. It was that show, and then the Joy Askew show, which was in a very small, different type of venue. The Patti Smith was in a theater, with and but the, both shows blew me away, brought me to tears. Patti
Amazing.
Smith, I've seen her before a bunch of times, but this was the most powerful experience. I was like, Jesus Christ, she was just let loose at one point, and I was like,
Oh,
I
wow.
could, I was visceral. I just found my tears coming out of my eyes. She's just so
I gotta
powerful.
see her again because I haven't seen her in so long.
Yeah,
And
she still got it
but
big
that
time.
band, you know, that band, they're just amazing. They're a
Well,
miracle
I saw
band.
her with her son and her daughter and this guitarist, and it was amazing. I don't know if it's a regular band, but it was her.
Oh, so it wasn't the full band?
No, it was her son. He's a great guitar player. He did.
Yeah.
She has this other older guy who she obviously has played with a lot, and her daughter on the keyboard.
Nice.
Really good. Really good stuff.
Sounds great. And it wasn't Lenny Kaye on
No,
or
Lenny
playing
wasn't
with
in the
her?
show. No. I'd like to go and see them again, but yeah. Anyway, we could talk forever. I would like
Yes.
again
Yep.
to do it. We could totally do it. We don't have to do it on Zoom, or rather, we don't have to do it on here. We can just hang out, and
Chat.
I'm gonna put in also your well, I will of course put it all in the notes so people know how to find your shows and everything, but I'm gonna put your February 1st show in my calendar. If I can make it into the city or into Brooklyn, I can.
Yeah, if you happen to be in the city, please come by.
I of course I
It's
would if I'm
free.
a, don't get better than that.
It's even free.
And she'll be at the bar mixing cocktails if in case I'm just kidding. Well,
Case no one shows up.
all right. Well, this was even better than I would have hoped. This was fantastic.
Thank you so much for having me, Am, and hope to chat with you in real life. IRL, as the kids say.
IRL all the way. Yeah, okay. Yeah, you got it. I'll be in touch.
Okay.
All right, have a
Have
good.
a great trip wherever you're going.
We're just going to Los Angeles, going to the desert.
Oh, nice.
I'm going to go to Joshua. I've never been.
I've
Joshua
never been
Tree.
to Joshua Tree either.
Yeah. Gotta try to do some things now
Get
that
warm.
I. All right, honey. Have a nice evening with your kitty.
I will.
All right.
Bye.
Bye. Take care.
Thanks. You too.